Good afternoon, Exotic Sir. This is Brock speaking. How can I help?
Oh, hi, Emma. How you going?
Good, good. And how are the piggies going? Yeah, definitely. I wouldn't mind you're talking about the abscess site, the abscess incisions? They're open, is that what you said, sorry? Yep. Cool. Yeah, I'm not definitely against flushing or anything like that. I think that actually might be useful to make sure everything's flushing in and out, and just any sort of leftover bacteria that is remaining. I think that'd be quite useful. But usually we just do it twice a day. Twice a day would be nice. But I think, did Emily talk to you on the phone already? Because I left a message. I'm not sure if she got back to you or not. Okay, that's right. I'll just get the notes from the cultures. Because, grew some multi-resistant bacteria, but from memory, one of them was on the correct meds. Whoever was on the Ceptron already was fine. I think that's Myrtle. I think she was already on the Ceptron, wasn't she? Cool. And then with Otis, both the bacterias that we've grown are resistant to Baitrol, but I think it was Otis who was on the Baitrol instead of TMS. Yep. Yep, cool. Well, that's it. I think, yeah, for both of them, I want to do the flagyl because they've grown, they said that there's all types of bacteria present, but the ones that are growing the most common are anaerobes, which is sensitive to flagyl. And then there are, the resistant, I think it was some just kind of streptococcus, which can be normal, but is there in high numbers, so probably just secondarily infected. One of them is only sensitive to chloramphenicol and TMS, and that was Otis's bacteria. So I think, yeah, if we swap him from Baitrol to Ceptron, and his dose would be about 0.34 mil twice a day. And yeah, I think another 7 days, and if you can, yes please, yeah, if you can flush the abscess twice a day as well, the pockets, just with saline or betadine is fine. I think that'll just help us out as well, just in case. Yes, please. Yeah, I think when I looked at Myrtle's file and her meds, that all sounded good to me, and it was just the Otis switching over to the Ceptron. Yep. And there's no more. Have you seen any discharge or anything? Nothing like that. Yep. Right. Well, I think the flushing will really help with that. You know, like the antibiotics will do their job, but if we're flushing it out and just removing the pus and the bacteria that are there, it's just extra helpful for sure. Yeah, at least I think that'd be good. Yeah, but I think another week of the meds and the flushing, I'd be really hopeful at that time. It should hopefully be. Yeah. Good. All good. Any other questions or anything? Cool, that's all good. Well, maybe just touch base with me in a week's time. We'll catch up on the phone, or if you just want to send me an email, and we can organise a revisit if we feel like we need it or not from there. Cool. No worries. All right, thanks, Emma. Talk soon.